Hello, and welcome to Beverage Industry's Sip and Learn podcasting series. I am your host, Jessica Jacobson, editor of Beverage Industry. In new product development, formulators often are looking for what the next hit ingredient or trend might be. However, research shows that many consumers have a soft spot for taste profiles and packaging that conjure up feelings of nostalgia. Here with me today to discuss how formulators can utilize nostalgia to develop grown-up beverages that please our inner child is Siddhi Thakkar, Associate Director of Business Development at Virginia Dare, and Philip Caputo, Marketing and Consumer Insights Manager at Virginia Dare. Thank you for joining me, Siddhi and Philip.
Thanks, Jessica, for having us.
Yes, thank you, Jessica.
Wonderful. Well, before we get into this concept, I wanted to share a little bit about Virginia Dare and its more than 90 years of working with its partners to develop preferred tastes. By combining formulation expertise with substantial knowledge in producing natural ingredients, Virginia Dare brings together science, market insights, and sourcing to create business advantages for its partners. Now let's discuss how these attributes are playing an active role in the utilization of nostalgia for grown-up beverage concepts. Can one of you tell me and the listeners, why has nostalgia gained mass appeal in foods and beverages?
So in the context as food and beverage, nostalgia is very much an emotional-driven and consumer-led preference for flavors and formats, and these type of products, they evoke positive memories, which are probably attached to smell and taste. And those transport us back to our childhood experiences. They're often simple, they're fun, and they're carefree and very much comforting. So this whole nostalgia trend in food and beverages has been led by the younger and older millennial consumers, although it is cross-generational. So by observation, this generation really embraces their childhood well into adulthood, and the differentiation between the two is becoming more blurred. So there's now actually a lot of activities that we once enjoyed as kids, and they have been adultified. And some examples that Virginia Dare has noted is adult playgrounds and ball pits, paint and sip parties where you're kind of finger painting and drinking alcohol, escape rooms, and so on and so forth. And also we can look into film and music. There's been a notable 70s and 80s and 90s influence. So millennial viewers, they've actually helped bring back the 90s Nicktoons. Artist Dua Lipa released an album called Future Nostalgia. And there's been a lot of 80s inspired TV shows that have come out. Innova Market Insights has named modern nostalgia as one of their top 10 trends in 2021. So at Virginia Dare, we don't really consider this a trend, but more so an evolving theme. So birthday cake flavored items, for example. These were very popular in starting around, let's say, 2005, and they continue to today. But that was kind of the first ideation of nostalgic flavored items. And then nostalgia does change with the generations. It becomes retro for those born later. So it's constantly evolving. So if we were to look at some restaurants, let's say, there's been a lot of cookie dough cafes. There's been some breakfast cereal cafes. There's the cereal milk ice cream that Momofuku Milk Bar came out with back in the early 2000s. There's been dessert-flavored alcoholic beverages. So these are all childlike creations that have been imagined by millennial adults. And something also important to note is nostalgia coincides with the mashup trends. By creating a product and pulling inspiration from another category. So in terms of beverages, taking a beverage, making it taste like a childhood candy that we all know and love.
Fascinating. And I'm sure our listeners are wondering, how can nostalgic flavors help solve taste challenges or create opportunities in beverages?
Yeah, I can answer that one, Jessica. So these flavors present a great opportunity for all our beverage customers and to use them in their products. The biggest one, I think, is to appeal to new consumer groups or bring in a new demographic. These flavors certainly have, you know, bring in a component of that emotional attachment, like Philip said. So that really helps in this case. Take Dunkin', for example. Dunkin' launches Girl Scout cookie flavors once every year for a few months. So if I'm not currently a Dunkin' customer, but I love Girl Scout cookie flavors, there are high chances I would enter Dunkin' and buy that coffee. So this is how it could work. Secondly, I think these are great flavors. These are great flavors for line extensions or launching new products for any beverage customers. Think about doing a collection of flavors like candy collection or carnival collection. And this could also work with limited time offerings. These flavors, again, are a great opportunity for cross-branding, like taking a flavor that exists in a current food and beverage and applying it to a different beverage category. Nestle just launched Coffee Mate Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavor, where it uses the Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal flavor and brings it to a coffee creamer. I think the cross-branding opportunities or mashups like Philip described earlier are a great example in this case. Another one would be Hostess just launched a range of coffee lattes with their snack cake flavors. And this is how you could have like different cross-branding opportunities for any customer to work within the company or with different companies. And last but not least, many consumers might associate these flavors like candy or dessert collection with being unhealthy or artificial. But we at Virginia Dare have created these flavors in different legalities depending on the consumer demand or what our customers want. So they could be in range from natural, all natural, or even organic compliant offerings. When you take these flavors and then apply them on protein shakes, this actually helps to bring fun and indulgence in a healthy form. And this honestly applies across all functional products. All these functional products have actives which can deliver some off notes. So what we usually do is we pair these nostalgic flavors with that base where it works well. So say sweet sour candies work really well with a pre-workout or energy drink kind of actives. So when you combine the two together, and then what we do on top is we have a good collection of our masking flavors, which are designed to mask a certain active or group of actives. So when you combine this nostalgic flavor with a masking flavor in such a healthy or functional base, it really delivers a winning combination and gives that preferred flavor profile in the product. So just, you know, talking about this for the past few minutes, the opportunities are a lot, and then they can actually apply across all different beverage categories. So I think that's the good part about these nostalgic flavors or Forever Young collection, as we call it.
Great. And in your opinions, what are the main categories of nostalgic flavors?
Yeah, Jessica, I will take that question. So most nostalgic flavors in food and beverages, but especially those that are popular in beverages, fall under the sweet snacks umbrella. And the two main categories that you'll probably see are candy type flavors and the indulgent type flavors. So by candy types, we mean the hard, soft, chewy candies, and those flavor profiles can range from sweet and sour, and they usually have very unique, fantasy-like fruit profiles. And then you have the indulgent types. So these are your desserts, your baked goods, and your sweet breakfast profiles. So those are like the two main categories, and Virginia Dare, we like to narrow it down a little bit more in order to contribute to the kind of overall nostalgia narrative. We want to be cognizant of the demographics and the generational preferences, and we kind of want to help spark some flavor memories. So we've tailored it down to classic candies, for an example, maybe a pink Starburst inspired flavor. The cereal milk, like fruity cereal milk or Cocoa Pebbles, that kind of stuff. These appeal more to the millennial demographic, but everybody can enjoy cereal. But the whole cereal milk trend has really been pushed forward through by the millennial and younger generations. We go into a category called Carnival Ride. So those sweet treats that you would normally find at the fairgrounds, maybe being with family, having fun, the rides. So we have some flavors in there, such as funnel cake. So that's more of your dessert type. Baked goods, that just ranges from cakes to cookie doughs, the Girl Scout cookies, anything that falls under there. And what flavors are most important in the beverage applications? That's very important, and Sadie kind of touched on that. Like she said, sweet and sour candies. These are great in sports drinks. And if you look at it from a consumer standpoint, these type of flavors, they evoke happy memories. They're kind of energizing. They make you smile. And this is something maybe that is inspirational before you work out. So we'll pair these type of nostalgic flavor groups with the most appropriate beverage category.
Wonderful. And finally, can you tell me what beverage categories are popular for nostalgic flavor profiles?
Yeah, sure. So we at Virginia Dare talk about nostalgia or forever young as not just a trend, but an ever-evolving theme. We actually started talking about this early last year. And between then and now, we have certainly seen a lot of market launches using nostalgic flavors in their different products. You know, during this time, we've also worked a lot in our lab extensively, finding the right pairing to see which flavors go with which kind of base really well. So I can actually list a couple of categories where these flavors are popular, as well as what we've found like from our lab work, which pairings kind of work really well. The most popular one I think we've seen is the sports nutrition category. When you talk about sports nutrition, we can broadly break that into pre-workout beverages, during workout hydration beverages, and post-workout recovery beverages. Just taking the first one, which is pre-workout, beverages such as BCAAs or anything that contains, you know, caffeine or similar actives, candy collection flavors work really well. That sweet and sour helps to cover up some of these actives, and they actually work to a great extent in many bases. So candy collections work really well in pre-workout beverages, as we have seen through our lab work. Now, coming to during workout beverages or hydration beverages, these electrolyte-containing beverages pair really well with our lemonade stand collection. They help to deliver a good refreshing profile, which you would need for hydration during workout. Lastly, for post-workout recovery beverages, with that creamy protein base, we have seen dessert collection, dessert indulging flavors, or even cereal, breakfast cereal flavors work well in that base. Coming to energy beverages or nootropic drinks, which are designed for mental acuity, similar to pre-workout beverages, we've seen candy collection working well in that base and covering those actives to a good extent. Coffee creamers or even coffees are a good example where these flavors can be leveraged to a great extent. We've seen dessert type flavors or snack cake flavors work well in this space. Another popular category that was a Virginia Dare favorite was Carnival Collection in coffee creamers or even coffees. So praline, churros, funnel cake, these pair really well with that roasted coffee base or even, you know, deliver a great profile in creamer, eventually leading into coffee. And another one also is alcohol or cocktails. Candies or lemonade collections would work really well in any ready-to-drink cocktails or even to a certain extent into hard seltzers. Think about, you know, retro-themed cocktails or retro-themed alcohol products. These flavors would certainly be a hit in those. Another category I wanted to mention was smoothies. Regardless of it being functional smoothie or even a general like fruit smoothie, these products are usually consumed in the morning, kind of breakfast consumption occasion. So we've seen that breakfast cereal flavors pair really well with those. So Fruit Loops inspired flavor or any of those would be a great pairing for smoothies. So I think there are more opportunities in smoothie categories that we haven't seen in the market yet. But just through listing all of these, you can see that these flavors honestly work across like different beverage categories and present a lot of opportunities and great pairing options for many beverages. So we are excited to see more of those for sure.
Great. Well, thank you, Sadie and Philip, for sharing with me and the listeners about how nostalgic flavors can be utilized in grown-up beverage concepts. And for more about the latest innovations hitting the beverage market, be sure to check back with Beverage Industry Sip and Learn podcast.